Hi guys, my name is Caitlin, and you are listening to the Great Philosopher Podcast, a production of CFMS's 8th grade gifted students. Today's philosopher is Jean-Jacques Rousseau. A French philosopher and writer of the Age of Enlightenment, Rousseau's political philosophy, particularly his formulation of social contract theory, strongly influenced the French Revolution and development of liberal, conservative, and socialist theory. Born June 28, 1712, in Geneva, Switzerland, Rousseau was mainly brought up by his father, a watchmaker, as his mother had died 9 days after giving birth. Leaving Geneva at age 16, Rousseau then met his benefactor, Madame de Warens, in the province of Savoy, who then helped to further his education. With Madame de Warens' backing, Rousseau became well-versed in philosophy, music, mathematics, and other subjects. Though Rousseau lived with Madame de Warens initially as her son, upon hitting 20, he became her lover. Rousseau continued to live with Madame de Warens until 1742, when he left for Paris. In 1745, Rousseau met Therese Levasseur, a laundry maid. She then became his lover, friend, and later wife. Though Rousseau admitted to having 5 children with her, all were left at an orphanage, something he later admitted to regretting. In 1750, Rousseau then published A Discourse on the Sciences and Arts, an essay on how civilization could have a destructive influence on human beings. Winning first place from the Academy of Dijon, the essay served to give him growing fame as an influential philosopher. Published in 1762, The Social Contract was Rousseau's most important political work. Building on his earlier discourse on inequality, it provided an outline for classical republicanism. In this, Rousseau proposed a social contract that saw all population as free and equal members. Rousseau also suggested that in the ideal social contract, individuals would give up their natural rights in return for civil rights decided for the best interests of the community. For Rousseau, liberty involved obedience to self-imposed laws for the best interests of society. A gift that I would give to Rousseau would be a modern score of music. I would give this to him because along with being a philosopher, Rousseau was also an acclaimed musician, having written one successful opera, Le Devin du Village, which Mozart later based the text of his operetta Bastien et Bastienne on. In many pictures, Rousseau is depicted as wearing a tan waistcoat and breeches, clothes that seem to have been popular during the time that he lived. In the philosophical question, fate or free will, I believe that Rousseau would answer with fate. I say this because many events in his life probably would have led him to pick fate as that which controls our lives. One such example of this is when, at the age of 16, Rousseau, after taking a stroll outside of the city, came back to find the gates closed, and decided to leave, ending up in the province of Savoy, where he then met his benefactor, Madame de Warens. One question I would have for Rousseau would be why he abandoned his children to an orphanage, though he himself had a bad childhood. It is my opinion that because he had a bad childhood, he would want to take care of his children better than he was taken care of. However, this is not what happened. And so I wondered why. After researching, I found that Rousseau, after losing his mother at birth and having been abandoned by his father at the age of 10, did not believe that he would make a good parent, leading to the abandonment of his 5 children to the orphanage. And that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to the Great Philosopher Podcast. This has been your host, Caitlin, signing off.